Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities. And this is Snap P, episode 19.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so maybe put your headphones on. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate. Here we are.
Here we are. We still, when we started these Snap Peas, we thought it was going to be like for a month during lockdown.
I know. good morning, Monday morning, if you're listening,
good
everybody.
Good morning. And if you're in Melbourne, a big, big, big good morning
big
to you.
Big cuddle to you.
Yeah. We love the rest of Australia, but Melbourne's our favourite at the moment.
We need all the help we can get.
We do. So we love you. Maybe your kids have gone back to school.
Yes.
Lots of kids
Kate.
Are back.
Yes.
But I know 8, 9 and 10.
No, not.
Still languishing. Who knows what Dan said yesterday? We don't know because we're recording this before
yes.
the Sunday presser. But even so, the kids won't be back at school today.
No.
8,
no.
9 and 10.
No, that's right.
So,
yeah. How did your boys go?
So we've done 2 days this week. Yep. We are yet to decide whether we do Friday or not. We were all anxious, but we actually did okay. Mm. That's all I'll say. Mm. I don't know that they did a lot of work at school, but I don't mind. The school doesn't mind.
No.
And the school were beautiful. Like, they got back in touch with me and said this worked and this was good, and they said they're probably going to need to de-stress because they did, because, you know, it's so hard to wear a mask all day and listen to your teacher
goodness. Wearing
a mask, you know, and
it's not ideal.
They're beautiful.
It's better than being here.
It is. Oh, it is.
Well, it's better than being home with me.
100%.
But yes, better. Molly is quite distressed about the masks.
Yes.
She's not wearing one, much to all her friends. She said, I'm surrounded by masks.
Really? So they're all wearing them?
They're all wearing them except for her. So I did write her a sneaky note.
I love this.
And I did pretend to be a pediatrician.
Well, just she's not showing
friends.
It to the police.
She no, she's showing just it. Showing it to her friends. So it just says, to dear Mandy and her name,
yep.
This is what I wrote. You do not need to wear a mask because you find talking and eating tricky.
Yes.
Daniel Andrews said people that find the, you know, whatever, yeah. whatever, tricky, don't have to wear a mask. I said, and then I just signed a fake name. And then she put it in her pocket and I said, if any of your friends are asking you, because there's a lot of people at her school that will ask repetitive questions
yes.
and it gets very tiring for
yes.
her, I said, just flip them the note. So she had her note that I'd faked and her Hulk, her little Hulk Lego in her pocket.
Yes.
So that she could just feel brave with Hulk all day. Oh, so cute.
Oh, so cute.
And her little blankie that she sleeps with, and she said she just smelt it at lunchtime. Oh, it's just so adorable.
It's just like starting prep.
It was like starting prep again. She was scared.
It's been someone, our little local coffee shop is doing a giveaway to parents on Friday, and they said, this is for the parents that have done 108 days of remote learning.
Yes.
I was like, oh my goodness.
That's a lot.
108 days. And it's still ongoing for lots of us.
Yes.
So, you know, Buzz and Woody can go back. We're just slowly going back, which is actually nice.
Yeah.
And then on the 26th, isn't it?
Yeah.
That it'll be the avalanche of everyone back. But
so, yeah, Miss Nine went back and we walked down. Darren drove Molly just to get her there, and I walked Miss Nine down, and we got to the end of our street, and she said, oh, goodness, the numbers are going up tonight, Mum.
I know.
And I thought, that is what she said.
Yep.
Not I'm looking for, there's my school.
No.
Oh, gosh, the numbers are going up tonight.
Yeah.
My boys, I said, oh, hopefully not.
I know, because they haven't seen anybody around, and all of a sudden everyone's back.
All the cars were back.
Yes.
Anyway, all I can say is extreme fatigue. They've been so tired.
Well.
And so have I.
Yeah, I know.
I was so tired.
I've been anxious. Yes. Like thinking of this, I don't know. I'm just anxious. It's weird. It feels weird.
Last night, Miss Nine said, Mum, I'm just so tired. I don't think I can eat 2 tacos. I said, okay, go and have a shower.
Just one will do.
And so she gets out of the shower and she goes, now I could eat another taco. I was like, sorry.
It's all backed up.
It's all gone. It's so cute. And she said to me, Mum, I really liked maths today.
Aww.
And I said, yes, that's because you have a teacher.
Yes, how's that?
I really liked maths today as opposed to the other 108 days.
Yes, did not like
it. Did not like maths. Oh, so many tears, you know, and just so – and the sound, I wrote it on my Facebook, because I live near a school, just to hear the sound of children playing.
I know.
I thought I'm never going to take that for granted again.
No.
It's such a happy noise.
It really is.
Seeing
kids on school buses. And it's been months, Australia, months.
I know, you just don't know.
You don't know. And
yep.
Yeah, even in the morning outside the coffee shops, I mean, everyone is very socially distanced, but there are people getting a coffee after drop-off because they haven't done drop-off.
That's right.
So it's starting to feel a tiny bit, I mean, all of our big shopping centres are closed, all of our hairdressers are closed, Bunnings is closed, so it doesn't feel normal.
No.
I don't know what COVID normal is, but hopefully it's not this.
Oh, I don't know. And my dog got hairdressed.
Unlike us.
I thought, this is really bad when your dog gets a haircut before me. But anyway, she's poor thing. She's gone from shagaroony to like a shaved rat. And I just burst out laughing. I was like, who is this person? Everyone's like, she's cold. I was like, no, I think she's okay.
Yeah. Well, sort of warming up in Melbourne, but, you know, October, September.
Anyway, we could go on and on about
silly
stuff, which we do.
Anyway, we wanted to also talk, because we always forget, we have got Christmas merch. We've got really cute T-shirts. Super cute bags.
Tote bags. Yeah.
They say, peas be with you.
Peas be with you.
And it's got little Santa hats on the peas. And, you know, it's just really, really cute. So I think all the peas should rock those this Christmas.
Yes, definitely. So just remember those. The other thing that Kate and I have been doing this week is we were ambassadors for Carers Week.
Yes.
So did any of you hear us on the radio? Because we did a lot of radio interviews.
I got a message from someone in Sydney said they heard us, and then one of the guys I went to school with lives in Sydney, and he said he listens to SEN radio and he heard us ad on there.
Oh, yeah.
And a friend of mine who lives in Queensland's like, oh, we were just driving and we heard an ad with your voices. We're like, what's
awesome.
This?
Yeah, so. We had such a great time. So, yeah, thank you, Carers Australia, for having us.
Believe it or not, Mandy and I just absolutely loved talking on the radio.
What a surprise.
Who would have known that we would enjoy it so much?
I think half the presenters were like, these two had taken over.
We had a little system. They'd call me. I learned how to put someone into a call, which was very exciting.
Amazing. We were Zooming. So we'd Zoom. We were on mute so we could see each other's faces.
Yep.
And then Kate would call me and then we'd be in. Oh, so
it was really fun. Look at us. It took 2 days, mind you.
I know.
2 days. But well,
it was three days.
Oh, it was three?
Yeah, it was Friday. And the Monday and then the Tuesday.
Yeah, so it was good fun.
It was
fun. And thank you to everyone who spoke to us. They were all lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've put one on the Facebook page. We'll put another one. We spoke to a really awesome guy in South Australia actually called Jason Regan, and we'll probably get him on the show next year.
Yes, him and his wife. He was lovely. Gorgeous. Yeah, Flow FM.
Flow FM. If any one of you listen to him, you might know him, but he's a P. So,
yeah, he is.
And he gave us a lot of time.
He did. So it was just so funny because we'd be like, okay, sensible. Then, whoa, fun. Then sensible.
As you go from triple M to
ABC.
Yeah.
Okay, Graham to Campo. I was like, I don't know who we've got here.
No.
Like people that stick to the questions, people that go rogue.
Yep.
I was like, I'm looking at Kay like, rogue.
At the end, they go, sorry, we lost the question sheet. We're like, oh, well. Didn't matter.
No, we learned a lot. We learned a lot.
We really did learn a lot. So that was this week. It's just been go, 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 even though we can't leave our house.
And I was just like, oh, my gosh, like the first day of people going back to school.
Yes.
So we had to get organised.
We really did. We really did. But we're good at that.
Yeah. Yep, we are actually.
Yep. Do you want to read your email?
Yes, I've got a beautiful email that I'm going to read. It's a bit of a long one, so buckle in. Long but fabulous. But I just mean having to listen to me in one long go. Hi, Kate and Mandy. Strap yourselves in and get your trackies on, ladies. This is a long one. Seriously, you think you guys talk a lot. I have to start with something that you've probably heard of a lot, but can't be said enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you for breaking the silence that's been around for far too long and reaching out to people who are so lonely and desperate and providing them with empathy, understanding and compassion that they may never have had before. I think almost more importantly, thank you for the education you are providing to those with limited or no experience of life as a member of the P community. I genuinely think this podcast should be compulsory listening for all.
Aww.
I am the big sister of gorgeous pea shoot Izzy, who is 25 and lives at home with our mum and dad on their cattle property in rural Queensland. Mm. She has an ID, verbal dyspraxia, poor motor control, cannot read or write, and finds it very difficult to deal with changes and to control her emotions. Mm. She is the youngest of four, and we have all had an amazing upbringing in the bush, doing school of the air, distance education for primary school with mum as our teacher, and the older three attending boarding school from year 8 to 12. I probably don't know as much as I should about Izzy's story from when she was very young. I know it brings up a lot of painful memories for mum, so I avoid talking about it too much, even though I do want to know more. I know that once they realised something wasn't as it should be, things went to an extreme. Mum and Dad were told at one point that Izzy could never walk or talk, possibly never eat by herself either. I can't even imagine what this must have been like, especially because there was no clear cause or diagnosis. She did suffer from severe epilepsy when she was younger, and it was suggested a seizure may have been responsible for brain damage at birth. But it was unclear and tests were never done. CP was suspected for some time, but it became clear as she got older that it wasn't this either. Brackets, I have to note here that Izzy is currently a member of the CP League, and they are the only organisation that has supported our family consistently since she was young. They are amazing.
Aww.
So here we are at 25, and she is one of these people who doesn't fit in the box, and she and mum have experienced all the challenges that come with that, in particular trying to get support without a specific diagnosis. There have been some seriously good outcomes. Izzy can not only walk, talk, even if it is very difficult to understand sometimes, and feed herself, but she has a driver's license, rides horses and motorbikes, and is an essential member of the family business that mum and dad often rely on.
Yay.
What I really wanted to share with you is some of the benefits and challenges that Izzy and my parents, predominantly mum, have experienced due to their geographic isolation.
Yeah.
Some of the challenges are obvious. Access to services such as OT and speech therapy have always been hard, often involving driving 2 hours or more into town once or twice a week for appointments, something that has cost an unfathomable amount of time, money and energy. With the towns in the vicinity being small rural centres, these services are often limited, making getting appointments difficult and leaving few options if one provider or specialist is not working out. Yes, that's true.
Really true.
Education was a monumental challenge for mum. She has always proclaimed that she never wanted to be a teacher. However, I feel I can vouch for the fact that she did an amazing job caring for the extremely varied learning styles of all four children and sending the older three off to boarding school with ample preparedness for a mainstream schooling system. As a teacher now myself, I cannot imagine being the key educator for a child with special needs while simultaneously running a cattle property and teaching three older children of varied ages and interests.
What a woman. So they did School of the Air.
Yeah. All of this with no internet or mobile reception. Landlines and snail mail all the way.
Imagine having to homeschool without being able to Google how to do maths or stuff.
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
Sorry. This journey of educating Izzy involved a seemingly never-ending battle with the Queensland Education Department about work being submitted on time and completed to an acceptable level, in brackets. And at one point involved Mum receiving a letter informing her that she should be arrested and jailed for not providing a suitable education for her child.
Goodness.
What? Needless to say, there were no special schools in the area and educating children with additional needs was not something that had been considered as part of the School of the Air distance education model.
Oh, amazing. I wonder if it has now.
I've lost count of the number of people, and these are just the ones I know about, who have either flippantly or seriously suggested that my parents pack up their lives and move to the city for the sake of my sister. Mum and Dad are both multi-generational cattle farmers and this has been their only life and one that they are passionate about. They have quite literally poured their sweat, blood and tears into building up a viable business and providing a wonderful life for their children. They have seriously considered moving a number of times. However, the drive to pursue the life they love so much, the potential instability to find work later in life with no specific qualifications in a totally foreign environment and the benefits of their situation for our family, Izzy in particular, has always outweighed the potential gains of relocation. The decision cannot have been made any easier with the judgment and opinions of people, including close family and friends, who presumed to know what was best for a child that was not their own. Fortunately for us all, Mum did not only avoid jail time for schooling-related matters or her lead foot in the car, but she has had a lasting impact on the way the distance education in Queensland approaches schooling for isolated children with special needs. Being a very active member of ICPA, Isolated Children and Parents Association. Mm. There is still a very long way to come in this field, but her constant and absolutely fierce advocacy, I've got goosebumps, for my sister is something I'm so immensely proud of.
Yeah.
She has always had a firm belief that as a parent, you understand your child's needs better than anyone. And therefore, if you are willing and able, you can provide for them better than anyone, education being no exception. Beyond being her teacher and advocate, Mum was and still is Izzy's main OT, speechy, physio, counsellor and general carer, doing mountains of research and communicating endlessly with professionals over the phone. Being so isolated, there was almost never respite and family were far away and often unable or unwilling to help. I feel like I'm getting a bit heavy here, so I want to tell you about some of the good things that arose from our situation. So many opportunities for engaging physical therapy that didn't seem like therapy to Izzy. We spent our lives outside. TV was not a thing and there was no computer for most of our childhood. She was always being dragged or pushed up a tree or onto horses' backs by her siblings, climbing hay bales and swinging off rafters in the shed. This improved motor control and balance, which some fantastic tools sourced by Mum, such as a saddle that held her legs in place to stop her sliding off her horse when she couldn't tell that she was going sideways. In hindsight, this was also a saviour for Mum and Dad as it meant Izzy could come mustering cattle with the rest of us, preventing a parent from having to stay at home. Yeah. Yes. As her coordination and strength improved, she could be entrusted with jobs the same as all her siblings, giving her responsibility and independence. The animals were such a huge benefit. Her connection to her dogs, horses and bottle-fed calves is something that just can't be replaced and has provided solace in times of the hardest times. Not uncommon for her to storm off in full meltdown mode and be found down at the yards with her arms wrapped around her horse or on her bed hugging a border collie.
Animals are just the best.
For better or for worse, there was also no judgment for the greater part of her childhood. We rarely saw other people, and when we did, it was usually family and friends. So there was a level of comfort and acceptance in most of her life that I know a lot of kids attending schools in town would not experience on a daily basis. This perhaps makes it harder for her when she's in a social situation with people who are confused by her speech or behaviour. However, that is another topic altogether. My last little story is about my connection with Izzy. As School of the Air only went up to year 10, decisions about final years of education had to be made. Izzy moved to Brisbane to live with me, moving in at the same time as my boyfriend of less than a year. This is a whole other story, possible novel. All I can say is do not try this at home or anywhere. This man is now my husband and father of my child, and he and Izzy get along well, and damn did we learn a lot, but it was easily the most challenging experience of my life. I think it was also extremely tough for Mum and Izzy. I dropped down to part-time study at uni and became her full-time carer for almost 2 years. This was so she could attend the Glen Leedon School in Brisbane, a school specialising in educating children with language disorders and a wide range of disabilities. It is the most amazing, beautiful school, and Izzy had the most wonderful time finishing her schooling there, learning important life and social skills and having access to intensive therapies. She wasn't a fan of living in the city, and I think she found her big sister and her stupid boyfriend super boring. But her love of school made it so worth it. Despite being so incredibly challenging, it is an experience that I wouldn't ever change, as it gave me a whole new level of understanding of what my mum's life with Izzy is like. It has taken me months to finish the email. I've put it to the side so many times with the same old feeling of no one wants to hear this story.
Oh, we do. Yes, it's amazing.
That I always get when it comes to my family. No. But I figured if anyone wants to hear it, it's the P community.
Yep.
And my I've got goosebumps.
Yeah,
again.
Me too.
And my biggest wish is that people will find some connection to this, and in particular P's who are geographically isolated. That's a tough gig. Mum still has the daily challenges of having a P shoot, the extreme behaviours, the anxiety of trying to help her find meaningful work and be safe, wanting her to have friends and not be judged by society, the anxiety surrounding Izzy's future once there are no parents to care for her. She is also still running a cattle property as well as now caring full-time for her 94-year-old mother requires a high level of physical care. Basically, she is superwoman, and I hope she knows it.
She is superwoman.
This is stupidly long, so if you have managed to get to the end, you deserve an award. Just kidding, you deserve chocolate and wine and eternal respect. There is, as you know, so much more to this story, but I hope this much has been interesting to you both. I put my mum onto your podcast after showing her how to use podcasts and wasn't sure how she would go with it. I didn't know if she'd listened, and then when I was talking to her the other day, she referred to someone as a rectum.
Oh.
My work here is done. Oh, yours isn't. Never stop doing what you do. You pair are so amazing, and I love, love, love the podcast. It means the world to me and has brought a feeling of belonging in my life that is hard to describe. Thank you again, Pip.
Oh, thank you.
P.S. Pip. If you could do a shout out to other bush peas to get some feedback about accessing services and anything to do with social interaction for pea shoots in the bush, that would be incredible. It's something we are still struggling
yes,
with.
Yes, for sure we can.
Bush peas.
Bush peas, let us know. When she sent the email, I thought it was like bush wee, like bush.
I've just put the goosebumps like, oh, go down, like I my know. Whole arm's covered.
I know.
I messaged her back and she's like, I'm crying that you messaged me.
Yes.
And I said, let's have you and your mum and maybe Izzy on the podcast.
Come
so
on.
We're going to, we are booked to the end of this year, but I'm sorry. Then I'll be starting booking for next year. Yeah. So yes, we want so many people's stories.
Yeah, we love your stories. That story
if we could record every day, we would.
Oh, we really, really
you know,
could.
Like we've got that many people to get through, but we'll spread you all out and then this will go for years.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not.
But isn't that amazing? I'm so glad you sent us.
And thanks for writing that.
Yes, Pip. That is a book.
I got another email the other day and she's like, oh, I didn't know whether. Right.
Yes, right.
Right. We love getting them.
We're never going to go, nah.
No.
No, thank you, Pip. And I'm sure that and shout out to your mum. Hello.
Yes, hello, Pip's
what
mum.
What a woman. We have so much to learn from
so
you.
So much.
Oh, my gosh. If we could leave our city,
I
would
know.
Love to meet you one day.
We might get to Queensland one day. Who knows?
I don't know.
We don't know. No one's letting the Sictorians in. We're locked out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Okay, I'll read this. Love my binge of two peas over the last few weeks. I'm nearly up to real time. It's changed so much of my approach to so many things. I'm so much more outward looking. I see the mum and dad peas at school and know that they've already run a marathon this morning. Nah. Perspective. I have much greater perspective. Thank you. You and Kate have helped me more in the last few weeks than any of my attempts at therapy in 4 years.
Oh.
I am finally starting to heal and sing again. I love you. That is my shout out to my beautiful friend Rachel who sent me this. She lives in Western Australia. I've known her since we were 18. She has the most incredible voice you've ever heard.
Well, I'm glad you're singing again.
And so just that part, I said, that just makes me cry to think she's singing again. So, and she's listening. She's listening to us in one big long go. Oh, my goodness.
You'll be sick of us by the time you can hear this, Rachel.
But I love you too, Rachel. I miss you. And thank you for listening to us. And just sort of, you know, you have your own story to tell, but just, you know, I don't know if you see that P parent struggling at school, you just go over and give them a hand.
Yeah.
That could change their day. So, yay. Thank you for your messages.
Thank you.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Karen from the leafy eastern suburbs of Melbourne in lockdown. Hope you're doing well this week as you head back to remote learning. I'm lucky to not have that with my pea shoots as my youngest pea shoot is in year 12, but I do feel for you. I have got another unique perspective this week. Last week, I was declared a close contact of a positive case of COVID, so I'm currently in quarantine.
Goodness.
Which is a unique experience coming at the end of this lockdown. I'm lucky. I was wearing appropriate PPE, so I feel very safe. They're just being extremely cautious, but it has given me a different perspective. And when Kate, when you were describing sitting on your front porch as people walk past, I had the experience. My little zone in the house that I'm allowed has a balcony to the front of our house, and my friends are walking past having their coffee and I'm chatting to them from the balcony like the queen, or as I termed it, like Rapunzel with my grey locks, since I haven't had a hair dye for a long time. But I wanted to say again, thank you, thank you, thank you. You two are amazing. The article that you read, Kate, from Melbourne, from the perspective of what it's like here, I found that really, really cathartic, and so much of what you do, girls, is cathartic and helps us all to process all of the tough things that we deal with, not only with our pea shoots but also currently in our pandemic experience. So thank you again. You are amazing, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. I hope you're all right now. I hope you're off the veranda.
And it just reminded me of Lorraine.
Back in we locked her out in Sydney. So pandemic and peas, double P. That's what we are. The pea pandemic. So yeah. It's heavy in Melbourne. It's just remaining heavy. Our rolling average hasn't gone under 5. We were gonna have a hope of getting out a week early. Now we don't even know what's going to happen. Our state of emergency has been extended. I'm sure the rest of Australia are like, stop talking about it. But believe me, the longer it goes on, the harder it is, the more normal it is. We're all very nervous about rejoining life. Like Miss Nine said, the numbers are going to go up. That's the first thing
we
think.
That's the first thing she said.
Every time. And Buzz and Woody the same. When will the numbers go back up? Will we get to finish the year?
Yeah.
You know, there's just...
I know.
We've had
one of my friends is like, I'm just trying to anticipate that the year nines are not going to go back at all.
Wow.
And just brace myself for that.
Yeah, because you just don't know.
My goodness. Oh. And we were on the radio to Triple M in Western Australia, and he's like, so what does like caring for yourself look like, Mandy? And I was like, what? right now? I was like, well, I'd like to see my parents.
And I didn't even answer. We were just like,
you wanted me to say that about being a carer. No, I just want to get out of my house.
Yes, and we had to keep explaining it. We had to do that a few times. We didn't do one Melbourne interview.
Not one Melbourne interview. It was
everyone we're speaking to, and one of the people.
Maybe
everyone
in Melbourne's sick to death of us. Maybe that's fair probably enough.
Because you're listening to these snap peas, I know.
Yeah,
this is where our Melbourne people are.
Yeah.
But one of them said at the end, "Oh, if I'd known you're in Melbourne, I would have been gentler."
Yeah,
with
that
you.
Was Darwin. That was the ABC lady
she's
in Darwin.
Like, I'm sorry, I didn't know you. All right.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hi.
This is Leslie from the Mornington Peninsula.
Oh, hello.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for bringing just a glimmer of joy to my life over this crazy lockdown. Yeah, I had never heard of your podcast and somehow randomly came across it a couple of months ago.
Aww.
And you literally have really helped me to get through this time.
Aww.
I just have binge listened to you and will often shout at the family, "Shut up, I'm listening to Kate and Mandy." And I've gone back and listened to old episodes and all the new ones too. And I'm just so grateful that you have this platform. I'm a peacher, but also have a little pea shoot of my own.
Aww.
And I really loved the Truth Bomb episode most recently because we have lots of those. And God, I just wet my pants laughing. It was so fantastic. So thank you. Keep up the great work. And yeah, you really have been a glimmer of hope and just allowed some laughter in this crazy time. And I just was feeling a lot of what you were verbally saying. So thank you for allowing me to feel grateful in this time, but also just really pissed off. Keep up the great word. Thanks. Bye.
You don't have to whisper. You can shout that pissed off from the rooftops.
You don't have to whisper.
It's been long enough. I know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love the Mornington Peninsula. I would like to go back there.
I would like to be there right now. Go for a walk on the beach for us.
Oh, I spent 40 years in Rosebud with our family holiday house. Let's not talk about that.
No,
that's another loss. But anyway, wasn't mine.
No.
Wasn't mine.
But you did use it and you loved it.
I did. Anyway, I did, you know.
Yeah.
I used to go to the foreshore before that playground was there.
Yeah, wow.
Anyway, that's not maybe she might not even be from Rosebud. I don't know. But.
No. Somewhere. She might be from Mount Eliza.
Beautiful. I think people who live near the beach must be pretty happy with themselves because you can access looking at it.
Yeah.
And you can
get that fresh air. And like Mandy
I felt like that a few times. I'm like, okay, this is where suburb living is, you know.
Yeah, but then you've got that creek down the back of the house.
True, you do.
Which is like Burke Street.
Yeah, I do not have that. Yeah.
But I was talking to my next door neighbour who's just come out of hospital. He's had 7 weeks. He's had a real tough run. And he said, "I'm just so grateful to live here and to have all these walking trails."
Yes,
and I was like, yes,
true.
Yes, suburbia has its
true
strengths as well. And you probably can't hear it, but there's a chainsaw or something going.
Okay.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. My name's Steph and
hello.
I'm an OT at an autism school in Melbourne.
Hi.
Like everyone else, I just wanted to say a huge thank you for everything that you do in creating this podcast.
Aww.
A few weeks ago during lockdown, I found your podcast and it's about the only thing that's been getting me through.
Aww.
I live by myself, so I've listened from the start and I'm now not too many episodes behind.
Wow.
I found lockdown really tricky.
Yes.
There's nothing I love more than walking into school every day and seeing all the beautiful kids that I work with.
Oh,
it's been working from home, but it's just not the same.
No.
So they're huge smiles every day.
Yeah.
Today is my last day working from home and I just cannot wait to get back to school and start working with the kids again on Monday. Since listening to your podcast, I've let all my other professional friends know. I'm planning on letting all the staff and parents know when we get back to school next week. I look forward to being able to pass this amazing resource on to all the local special schools through our network.
Aww.
I can only imagine how helpful this will be for so many of our amazing kids' parents. I know it's been so amazing in making me a better OT.
Oh.
Thanks for being so raw and teaching everyone so much and being the most amazing advocates.
Oh.
I absolutely love listening to you and cannot wait to continue sharing it with more people.
Oh.
Keep up the amazing work. P.S. It's been quite funny at times listening to you both. So helpful towards the end of the first lockdown, hoping you'd be out of it, but knowing that I'm listening to this when we are in the second lockdown. Thanks again.
Well, you've made me cry, but I just also wanted to say we have no hope now. So If you're listening to this in a year and they're going, oh, they're in their 27th lockdown, guess what? No hope. Has there been an end of remote learning party? No.
On Friday, Amy was sitting there and I said, remember last time we had a party? I said, well, anyway, thanks.
I bought last everyone presents.
I know. I had the table set. I got her a cake made. I thanked her for everything. I just said, thanks.
Thanks because we, I mean.
We laughed a lot.
It's not sourdough, the second lockdown, I'll tell you that. Oh, no one's starting anything new.
No. Oh, no. Thank you for that message. That made me cry. Steph.
You did. Oh, you made me cry too.
Goodness.
Yeah. And I shout out to the people who've been living on their own.
Yes. It's enormous.
Enormous. Enormous.
Enormous. And we don't understand that.
No, we're rectums to that.
No, and we are rectums to that.
Fully acknowledge that. Yeah. And
yep. Yep, you know, have your own story to tell.
It must
tell.
Be pretty bad if all she's done is
listen to us. We do.
You'll
feel
be triggered by us one day. Turn that off.
It's my memories of lockdown. She comes to the live show and she's like, oh, no,
I'm going to leave.
I'm going to get out of here. Well, fair enough too, jeepers.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, we hope we can meet you one day.
Yeah, hopefully.
Thank you for working
schools.
Because we need all the best people in the special schools.
We really
schools.
Do.
I'm just going to say it 100 times.
You sound like an awesome OT.
Yeah.
Hi, Peas.
Hi.
This is Lauren up in the sunny coast. Not
Hello.
So sunny today. So, okay. You know, you can hate on me for that. just had to tell someone about our day.
Yeah.
It's a huge, huge leap in our world, but it's one of those things that stigma and all, we're not going to tell anyone.
Mm.
Most people don't even believe that our daughter has ASD because we're not big on diagnosis in our family.
Yeah.
They all think we're talking gobbledygook. But
yeah,
after our review appointment today, we've gone down the ADHD route and we're looking at medication. And there's no one I can tell. There's no one that's going to look me in the eye after that, I don't think.
We will.
So yes. I'm going to tell the peas.
Yes.
So yep. I know it's a path that a lot of you walk with me.
Yes.
Yep.
So I'm hoping it all goes well. If it doesn't, I'll have to share some shenanigans.
Yes.
That's for sure.
There'll be hiccups, but you'll get there.
It all goes on and hopefully it's a step in the right direction that maybe one day I can tell other people. But thank you, Peas, for being there. And, yes, everything you say has such relevance in my life, but you're the only one saying it. So thank you.
Goodness.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you,
Lauren.
You
are not alone.
We
made this for you.
We really, really did.
Yeah.
And I hope you're in the hangout.
Yeah.
Because it's just chock-a-block full of divine people and everyone takes the time in there to support each other. But we, Mandy and I, sending you all of our support
we
today.
Hear you.
We have made those difficult decisions ourselves.
Yes.
And actually, it's a really powerful thing that you're doing.
Yeah. And I think it's okay to.
You can hold on to it.
You can hold on to it for as long as you need.
Yep.
And only need to know basis.
Yep.
That's okay.
Yep. It's not their business, and if they're going to judge you, it definitely isn't their business.
No.
But I also know that the feeling of sort of living a lie. Because
yes, I do.
You're
that
not
too.
Telling people what's actually going
yes.
on, and then you feel like, well, my whole life is a lie.
Yes,
and that's rubbish. So I really feel sorry for you for that because I've done it myself.
Yes.
I know what you're doing, and
yes.
it's really hard. And one day the world will be a better place. And.
Yeah.
We would just support all diversity.
Yes.
But the peas do. So
yes,
thank you for telling
do.
Us.
Yeah, thank you for sharing
very
that with us.
That you shared that with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah. So, but, you know, you can also tell us shenanigans whenever you want.
But it's also a reminder to us all that there are people that are too scared to tell us their truth, whoever that is, and there might be someone that's scared to tell me their truth.
Like, yes, that's right.
There's always,
yes,
you know, and how can we be more open? How can we be people that are not judgmental and
nearly
embrace,
every person,
you know,
who has a diagnosis when their child isn't neurotypical that I've met has had someone say to them, I don't think that's the case.
Yes.
And they've already gone through all the world of discovery themselves and then they're telling you. They've decided to tell you. So just listen.
Listen.
you know, you can actually bitch about people behind their backs. You don't have to say it to their face. I'm joking. Don't bitch about people. Okay, but well, you know what I'm saying?
They're words to live by.
What happened to year nine? Just go and bitch in the toilets and don't say it to these people that are pouring out their hearts to you.
I know, because you might be the only person they're telling. Anyway, we don't need to say that to the peas, but there are rectums listening.
There are rectums listening. Yeah. There are rectums everywhere.
Yeah. In all sorts of ways.
All sorts. So, yep, we hope you've enjoyed our snap pea. We love doing these. We'll keep doing them when we can. You know, they pop up when they pop up. We don't know what's going on in our life, so who knows? I wanted to say that the first thing I wanted to say is thank you for all the messages about the scissors. Thank you for photos of scissors. If you don't know about the scissors, you go and listen to Singing Pea, Amy. It's literally one of the greatest things that's happened in my life. At the end of the episode. We just got a message like right now from Jude in Canberra, who's one of our favourite peas, and she's like, so I'm back at my office one day a week and we're doing a bit of hot desking and my biggest issue today. Has been quite seriously, where are the fucking scissors?
I'm speaking for the peas. See?
I can't even look at scissors without laughing. I know. It's my like second most used emoji on my phone.
Who knew that was going to be one of the funniest
things?
Who
knew? We don't know.
You just don't know when your pearls of comedy are going to come out, Kate.
Also, if you have a look at our Instagram, and I'll put the story up on Monday, but it's also on, you'll see it from last week, we've got someone made us the cutest little peas. They're like our logo. They're made out of sort of an MDF wood. They're like a Christmas decoration.
It's Leanne. She's a pea.
It's Leanne. She is a pea. She's been in our twin tribe for ages.
She has. She was on the forum.
Yep.
And so what I ordered was the poo emoji Christmas decorations. Now, and it says 2020.
And
now,
I love the poo emoji.
I'm going to give them to all our teachers.
Yes.
Because I think they're awesome.
And I said to her, I want some. She's like, I've sold out, but I'll make more.
So she's going to make more poo emojis that say 2020. And she's going to make two peas in a podcast 2020 Christmas decorations.
Yes, so if you want one.
If you want one, head to her page.
Yes, so it's Etched 41. But
she's
we'll,
a pea mum.
Yes, so we always support our pea businesses. Yeah. We should. I really want to get a link to things on our website.
Same.
But I
think maybe in the hangout we might do a shout out in getting ready for Christmas time. Yeah,
that's true.
Yes, maybe we should do that soon. Maybe we should think about that.
Yes, maybe we really should because it is really nearly getting ready for Christmas time. I was thinking normally I've sent my presents overseas to Ireland, yeah, but how can I do it? I've got to order it online. I like to look at.
I know.
Might be the year of no. I'd hate to be the year of no gifts, but I don't even think it'll get there now. It just takes forever.
Yeah.
And the other thing, you know, we always say we're going to go and then we don't.
Yeah.
I, as you know, I'm a big ABC News Breakfast gal, and I was watching ABC News Breakfast, and PK, who does the sport, has this coolest picture behind him, and it's for those of you who live in Australia and who are my age, so, you know, not old. Do you remember when Channel 2 used to turn off and there was the test pattern on the TV? So this beautiful artist in Sorrento, I think it's called the Sorrento Studio. I will put this also, I'll also tag it and I'll put the photo up, but she has made the test pattern. So I got her, she drew it for me. And it's so amazing. I'm just going to double check. That's the name of the, yes, it's the underscore Sorrento underscore studio underscore.
It's such a familiar pattern, isn't it?
It really is. And she just wrote, I think, stay safe or stay home 2020. Oh. Anyway, I'll put it up. I'm going to get it framed when the frame is open. Yes. I really love it.
Oh.
The boys were like, what do you mean test pattern? I was like, yeah, of course. You've never heard of it. The TV's always on.
That's right.
Like if you turn it on, there's a picture.
Yeah.
But it was just, I don't know, she made it, you can get it to, she does, I think, big, beautiful art, but she just did this as a fun thing and now she made one for me as well. So, you know, PK, the sports guy, and me, we've both got the same art in our house. And I really love it. So, and she's just lovely. So we've had lots of chats back and forth on Instagram now as that happens. So you can go and support her too if you'd like, or you can just, you know, look at my picture and think it's really cool too. Rate and review.
Oh, that's what I was going to do, read some reviews.
Oh, okay,
there you go. Can I keep going or not?
No. Yeah, you can. I'll give it 5 minutes.
Okay, I just want to say thank you because I went to put the shout out to get to 2000.
Oh, that's right, you did. We're still not there.
No, but still, we're on 1969. We were on 1910. So the peas just went berserk. But I didn't mean for you to write stuff as well, but you did. You've written like 20 or 30. Okay, here I go. Change makers. After listening to today's episode, your ideas of how to cater for all types of learners in schools were terrific. Years ago, students who had to learn from home because of distance to school, travel or health reasons used a correspondence school, which then became the distance education school and is now the virtual school. Surely we have the necessary ability to use these resources along with local schools to make education relevant for all students in these days of increased technological development. Also love the idea of educating the class about how students learn differently. Keep up the great work, Kate and Mandy.
Aww.
Best podcast ever. Just do it and listen to them. currently changing my life. Kate and Mandy, your podcast is currently changing my life.
Aww.
I'm working my way through chronologically now. Podcasts and cups of tea are the only easy joys in my life in the early days of coming to terms with our daughter's diagnosis.
Yep.
This is my favourite one, life-changing, nanny pee, and it just says Kim.
I wanted to put it on our Instagram.
Kim. I don't want to tease her.
Don't want to tease her.
No, but I'll just quickly tease her. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, so if you look at the review, it just says her name. Oh, Mandy and I laugh for
Love these amazing peas. What a pair, a beautiful pair of ladies who make me laugh and cry each episode. The amazing perspective they bring is so insightful and necessary. I'm learning so much from their journey. Only 8 episodes in and I'm loving listening to their chats each week. I admire you both. I'm sad I didn't know about this podcast earlier in my life. Great for parents out there or just anyone who wants to know about what it's like to have twins or children with special needs. Should be mandatory for all human beings who want to be kind and empathetic. Love your work.
Wow, we'd get a lot of downloads if it was.
I haven't laughed so much in. Hello, Mandy and Kate. I've recently started listening to your podcast. I have laughed so much. I've had tears. I've learnt so much too. Thank you. I've never left a review. I'm doing so because you explained the importance of doing so and I love your show. Thank you, Sonia.
It makes a big difference to us if you leave the reviews.
Addicted to these ladies. Can't believe it's taken me so long to get on board. I'm binge listening. This is my tribe. Keep up the unique work, lovely ladies.
Aww.
Life-changing podcast. You have changed my life. Thank you.
Aww.
You must listen to this podcast. This beautiful podcast will warm your heart, sometimes hurt your heart, and without fail make you laugh. All the most important things this podcast will do is make you want to be and do better.
Oh, wow. And I wanted to say, if you haven't listened to last Monday's Snap Pea, go back and listen.
Yes,
we spoke to the most amazing pea mums. They were funny. We laughed.
Lots of people have been telling us they love that episode.
Really, it's been really popular.
And I went to Baker's Delight today and their poster's up.
Yes, they have got their poster up. Yes.
I know them.
They're our friends.
Yes.
I went and bought the pink buns. Yes. So go get some pink buns if you live in Australia.
Okay, I'm just reading this one, last one. Dairy warning. If you drink milk while listening to this podcast, it will come laughing out of your nose at some point. Yogurt, also a risk. Cheese seems to be fine. Anyway, there's so many.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks you for taking the time.
Thank you. It means a lot. I know it's annoying to go on and do things like
that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Thank you to our Acast supporters. You're making the biggest difference. You don't even know. We've got an amazing project coming.
We'll be able to tell you soon. You are
changing the world with that Acast
thing. You are.
Buy our merch. We've still got masks.
Yep.
A couple of people have asked for the eat, sleep, therapy repeat.
Yes.
So if you'd like those, let us know and we'll bring them back. Yeah. Just the totes.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Okay. We're seriously going.
We're really done. Okay. Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.